This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California. And welcome back. It's the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball and Ducks hockey. And I'm Andrew Gruhl, chef and owner of Slapfish Restaurant Group. And as always, thanks for tuning in, and be sure to keep up with us on social media. Catch us online at SoCalRestaurantShow.com, Facebook SoCal Restaurant Show, tweet us at SoCal Restaurant, and check us out on Instagram as well at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented to you by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.
And thank you, Chef Andrew. And I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. And thank you for joining us. Chef Andrew, last month, the Minister of Tourism for Jalisco and his undersecretary, Rocio Lancaster, were in town meeting with travel writers to talk about the attractions for American visitors in the state of Jalisco. And we are very fortunate to have calling us long distance from Guadalajara, the Undersecretary of Jalisco Tourism, Rocio Lancaster. Rocio, good morning and welcome.
Hello, good morning. Hello, Andy and Chef Andrew. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Well, Rocio, thank you so much for being here and being able to chat with us. So I'm going to start right off with the age-old cliche. I mean, Jalisco is really well known for tequila, both a place and a drink and everything around it. So can you maybe give us a little bit more information about that?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So tequila, as you mentioned, is recognized as one of the icons in Mexico. However, it is from our region. It's a denomination of origin drink, just like champagne or La Rioja wines and this type of denominations. And all the tequila in the world is produced in this area within four states of Mexico. And that's where actually the name of the drink came from. It was not the other way. So a lot of people don't know that there's actually a town of tequila, and there's several activities that could be done within the route that we call it. We call it the tequila route. So, of course, we start off with the distillery tours that some people might know, that you can actually take a luxury train to the town of Tequila from Guadalajara. You can actually go by helicopter as well. Sausa is one of the suppliers of this ride. You can do mountain riding, bike riding. You can go to the old haciendas, which were the old mansions, and have farm-to-table cuisine. So it is more complex than just the drink. There's a lot of things to be done in that area, and we always suggest to spend at least two or three nights in that part of the state.
Rocio, I understand in Jalisco there are 125 municipalities, eight of which that are designated is Pueblo Mágico badges. Can you explain what that designation means?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So the federal government started a program a few years back for finding those towns that had specific features and really had something magical about them. So in the whole country, there are about 121 towns. And in Jalisco, we're one of the four states that have the most amounts of magical towns. We have eight of them. And they're spread out throughout the state. So we have towns that are in the mountain. We have Tequila, which is in one of the other areas. Tlaquepaque, which is inside the metropolitan area of Guadalajara. And we also have other ones that are on the religious side of the state. So all of these towns offer something different. So, of course, tequila would be tequila the drink. The other ones in the mountain have another drink that it's also a denomination of origin drink called raicilla. Other of the other towns are famous for their dairy products. And other ones are very famous for their crafts. So a lot of pottery and blown glass is made in that area. So that's why it's magical towns that you would not find elsewhere in the country. They're all different.
Thank you for explaining that. Before we talk about raicilla, which we definitely need to, just to help our listeners, Rocio, geographically, where is the state of Jalisco within Mexico?
So the state of Jalisco is just northwest of Mexico City, so in the middle of the country. It has great connectivity, especially to the U.S., very easy to get to, direct flights to pretty much all the regions. And also by car, it's really easy to drive from Puerto Vallarta to Guadalajara, which is part of the same state.
And believe me, Rocio, our listeners do know about Puerto Vallarta, so that's definitely a good reference point. You'd quickly mentioned the Raicia. Let's talk about that a little more, because mezcal is just becoming more and more popular in the United States, but Raicia is certainly less well-known. Tell us about it and how that relates possibly to mezcal and what the process of distilling it is.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So Raicia just got the denomination of origin this year. So that's why it's not maybe as popular as you would think as mezcal or tequila itself. However, Raicia has been made for hundreds of years. It's a pre-Hispanic beverage. When the Spanish came, the distillation process was set up, and that's why it's now a spirit that could go from 40 degrees of alcohol up to 70 degrees. The process is different from the one of mezcal. Mezcal is way more smoky, so I would define Raicia like in between tequila and mezcal. It's a little sweeter, and it comes from a different type of variety of agave as mezcal has or tequila. This one, it's called Maximiliana. It's a type of agave they use. They actually produce it in 14 municipalities within the state, and it can only be produced in the state and one other municipality in another state neighboring from Jalisco. The process is different because when you put the cooked agave inside, or when you put, the agave inside the ovens to be cooked, you do not put it inside with wood or other types of burnt flavors. In mezcal, that's how they do it. They normally cover it, and it has a very smoky flavor. And normally it's an ancestral beverage, so it's very typical for the communities to produce and have like a whole celebration when they make it. And they make it in very small batches, similar to the mezcal. So it's going to become more popular. I know there's a lot of distributors interested in, especially in the U.S. market. So people will start seeing it more often, and I definitely encourage people to try it if you want a little softer maybe than mezcal.
Great explanation. Now, when we saw you in Los Angeles at the Jalisco reception, Rocio, you were telling us about some of the traditional food dishes that can be found throughout Jalisco. What are some of the highlights, dishes that were created in Jalisco that our listeners can look forward to sampling when they visit either Guadalajara or Puerto Vallarta or other parts of your state?
Okay, sure, yeah. So the first one and the most famous, it's called the torta ahogada, which is a drowned sandwich. So it's like a baguette filled with pork meat, and you drown it in, you could put mild sauce, tomato sauce, or for those brave people, you should put it in super spicy hot sauce. I normally use the mild. So that's one of them. You will find them all throughout the city. There's food stands, there's proper restaurants that have it, and like super luxury, even molecular cuisine restaurants that offer like a simple a version of that. The other one, it's called the birria. It's a goat stew. What is special about it is that when they cook it, they put agave pines or agave fibers inside, so they have a different flavor from other parts of the state that they produce it. And this is normally on the outskirts of Guadalajara and some restaurants inside. And just to finish up, a dessert type that is very popular, it's called jericaya. So the jericaya, it's a dairy type of dessert that it's cooked inside the oven. It has a lot of egg, some sugar, and vanilla. So the story came from nuns that came from Spain to produce this type of dessert, and it became very popular, and it's only produced in our state. So, I mean, we have many different recipes, but these, I think, will be the three main ones that people should always try when they come and visit.
Rocio, sounds good to me. As we're starting to fight the clock, Rocio, what is the best website for our listeners to go to get more information about the state of Jalisco?
Sure. So we have a website, which is visitjalisco.com.mx. That's our personal website, and we do have a tourist information kiosk where we take take care of all the calls and emails that get sent. So I think this would be the starting point. And depending on the preference of people, we can always direct them to the suppliers and tour operators so they can know more about the information about what in this state.
Of course. Now, one of the wonderful attractions that I know that is available in Jalisco, particularly in Guadalajara and Puerto Vallarta, and I actually have done some food walking tours in Puerto Vallarta. There's really an excellent outfit that does them. And believe it or not, they're American people, but that is Vallarta Food Tours. Tell us about food tours in both Guadalajara and Puerto Vallarta, because it's a great way of experiencing the cuisine, particularly on your first trip.
I totally agree. So those would be the main cities that we do this tour set, as you mentioned. The ones in Guadalajara would be focused on the traditional side of dishes. As I said, the torta ahogada, we have a tour that takes you around the city and try different types of torta ahogadas. We have a tour that mixes tacos and cantinas. So cantinas were the old bars that could be 100 years old. That's also done in Guadalajara. And Puerto Vallarta is not new to these tours. They've been doing great, great products. Some of them include tours by bike that take you to different places to try different bites. There's a tour just for seafood as well. For those that love tacos, there's a taco tour. There's a mixology tour that they actually call it mixology tour. So it's pretty much Mexican cocktails, tacos, around. So depending on what people like, we can actually do it custom made as well. So these are the tours that already are in place. There's a company that provides about 10 food tours that is called Puerto Vallarta Food Tours, and they have already prices that are pretty affordable, starting from $20 to $40. So it's a fun way to, of course, get to know the gastronomy, which we have a lot of.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't come to the area and not enjoy the cuisine. We have been visiting with Rocio Lancaster, who is the Undersecretary of Tourism for Jalisco. We appreciate you calling in, and we look forward to a return visit to Jalisco. I need to get to Guadalajara.
Please do so, and have a great day, Andy.
Thanks so much. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it's Ask the Chef with Chef Andrew Gruhl, which always is intriguing in terms of where our conversations go. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.